Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello, Angela. Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. How are you today?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Well, I sent you that account. Really, the thing is you notated that you were going to issue a refund, but you actually didn't process the refund through the system. And so the customer called back like 5 days later. We had to process it then. And, you know, it got picked up by the client, sent back to us.
Oh,
but we just, I just wanted to touch base with you. I'm sure it was a simple mistake, but, you know, sometimes those can lead to a chargeback. So do try to pay as close attention as possible.
And you know what? I'm going to confess because I scared the heck out of myself today. I did that today, John, and the lady ended up calling back to me. And I had issued her a full refund, but I had not issued her a full refund. And she was like, I hadn't received my email for the cancellation. She didn't mention the refund. And I'm like, what the world? You know,
So you was able to save it and process it.
Thank
then, huh?
God, because this would not
Goodness.
Be good. Jesus, if that had happened a second time. She ended up calling back, speaking with me. She was like, I believe I spoke with you earlier. And I said, yes, ma'am, you did. And she was like, well, I didn't receive my cancellation email, which I don't know why. And that didn't happen because it goes out automatically. So I pull her account up,
yeah.
And there it was, full refund and no refund. I had to confess on that one. Yeah, I got it. Okay. So they called back and they caught it and they didn't dispute it or nothing and get any charge back, but they... Yeah.
Jeez. Luckily we caught this one in time, so it didn't. But just try to slow down a little bit sometimes. If you're like me, I get ahead of myself a lot when I'm going through the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes I just got to breathe in and breathe out and just make sure I do everything right instead of trying to do everything fast.
Well, one thing about me, I don't like trouble. Once I get in trouble with something, I usually don't do it. I usually pay attention. It sticks with me. I pay attention to what I did that time, and it don't happen again. But, yeah, this is, like, the second time. So that's something I really need to watch because I know I did that earlier today, and I was so glad that lady called me back. Hell, I don't care who she would have called back long as they had a saw, you know, issue that refund. But, yeah, so, yeah, I need to stay on top of that one. Yeah, because I was lucky today. That she called right back in to me, like about an hour later. It was about an hour later she called back in and got me on the line, and she was asking about her cancel. So I put in a request to send her a cancellation email, but I issued that refund as well. So she said she still didn't see her email for her cancellation. So I don't know. All right. Well, yes, sir. I got you on that one. I need to find something, a coaching or something.
Well, it's not a coaching, but I'll send a follow-up email that just says, hey, we had this talk, and you understand the point of the conversation. Well, that's
I
it. Do you have any questions for me or anything that you've ran into lately?
No. You know what? The one thing that I don't know if you do JB, but I'm understanding JB. We do everything over in Limelight, right? Not that funny page, because I just had somebody
just
call
do it
in.
In Limelight.
Okay. Because they did a trial and they wanted to cancel the trial. So I just did it over there in the Limelight because I was like, this woman note and everything. But it just pops up like that, but we take it to Limelight and do all the work and it'll go through. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That was
yes,
the
ma'am.
Only thing I had a concern about. Was with that that JB popping up two different ways.
Yeah,
whatever happened to the love letters?
Llama.
Yeah, you didn't train us on the love letters. That was Vince.
That was Vince. But you know what?
Boy.
I think we've taken maybe two love letter calls since they started, and I don't know if any after. I know I took one, and I never got it afterwards.
I don't think it caught on like they thought it was.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a selling point to me. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, John.
No problem. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You sound like a customer. You too.
I know, right? Thanks again for calling customer support, Angela.
You have a good evening, John.
You too.
All right. Bye. All right, bye.